Welcome back, Stoic Seekers. In our first episode, we laid the groundwork for mastering our perception, learning to see the world with clarity, and focus on what truly lies within our control. Now, we're taking the next step on our journey towards a more fulfilling life by diving into the fascinating world of passions and emotions. Emotions are powerful forces that can shape our experiences, influence our decisions, and color our perception of reality. But as the Stoics wisely observed, unchecked emotions can also lead to turmoil, suffering, and a life lived in constant reaction to external events. In this episode, we'll explore the Stoic approach to mastering our emotional landscape. We'll delve into 10 key lessons that will help you understand the nature of emotions, cultivate emotional balance, and find inner peace even in the midst of life's challenges. We'll learn why calmness is strength, how to avoid letting our emotions control us, and why anxiety often stems from desires that are beyond our grasp. We'll also explore the Stoic concepts of apatheia and epoche, and how they can help us navigate the complexities of human experience with wisdom and grace. So, if you're ready to break free from the roller coaster of emotional highs and lows, to cultivate a sense of inner calm, and to live a life guided by reason and virtue, then buckle up and get ready for an enlightening exploration of Stoic wisdom on passions and emotions. Let's get started. Lesson 1. The Stoics' Secret Weapon: Calmness as the Ultimate Power Move. All right, folks, let's dive into the heart of Stoic emotional mastery, the idea that calmness is strength and anger is weakness. Now, I know what you might be thinking. In a world that often rewards aggression, ambition, and the go-getter attitude, the idea of staying calm might seem counterintuitive, even a bit passive. But here's the Stoic truth bomb. Anger is not a sign of power. It's a sign of weakness. It's a loss of control, a surrender to our baser instincts. And when we let anger take the wheel, we often end up saying or doing things we later regret, damaging relationships and undermining our own goals. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were all about mastering their emotions and living a virtuous life, understood this all too well. Seneca, the Roman Stoic philosopher and statesman, famously said, "Anger, an acid that can do more harm to the vessel in which it is stored than to anything on which it is poured." In other words, anger is like a corrosive substance that eats away at us from the inside out. It clouds our judgment, fuels impulsive behavior, and leaves us feeling drained and depleted. It's the opposite of the Stoic ideal of apatheia, a state of inner peace and tranquility that's unshakable even in the face of adversity. The anger trap. We all experience anger from time to time. It's a natural human emotion, often triggered by injustice, frustration, or a perceived threat. But the Stoics warn us against getting caught in the anger trap, where we allow this powerful emotion to control our thoughts, words, and actions. Think about those times when you've lost your temper. Maybe you snapped at a loved one, sent a regrettable email, or made a rash decision that you later regretted. In those moments, anger wasn't your friend. It was your enemy, hijacking your rational mind and leading you astray. The power of calm. The Stoics believed that true strength lies in calmness, in the ability to maintain composure and clarity, even in the most challenging situations. It's about responding to adversity with reason and wisdom, rather than reacting with anger and impulsivity. Think of it like this. Imagine you're in a heated argument with someone. Your heart is racing, your blood is boiling, and you're tempted to lash out with angry words. But instead, you take a deep breath, pause, and choose a more measured response. You listen to the other person's perspective. You express your own feelings calmly and clearly, and you seek a resolution that's based on understanding and mutual respect. That's the power of calm in action. It's not about suppressing your emotions or pretending you're not angry. It's about channeling that energy into a more constructive and effective response. Real life examples. The Stoic ideal of calmness might seem unattainable, but it's a skill that can be cultivated with practice and self-awareness. Here are a few examples of how calmness can be a superpower in everyday life. The unflappable parent. Faced with a tantruming toddler or a rebellious teenager, they remain calm and patient, setting clear boundaries and offering guidance without resorting to anger or punishment. The composed leader. In a crisis situation, they stay cool under pressure, making clear-headed decisions and inspiring confidence in their team. The mindful driver. Stuck in traffic or cut off by another driver, they take a deep breath and let it go, refusing to let anger ruin their day or endanger their safety. The Stoic challenge. The Stoics challenge us to examine our own emotional patterns and to cultivate a more mindful and intentional approach to anger. As Marcus Aurelius wrote in his Meditations, how much more grievous are the consequences of anger than the causes of it? So, the next time you feel anger rising within you, take a moment to pause and reflect. Ask yourself, what is the true cause of my anger? Is it an external event, or is it my judgment about that event? Is my anger serving me in any way? Is it helping me to achieve my goals or improve the situation? What would a calmer, more rational response look like? By cultivating calmness and mastering our emotions, we can navigate life's challenges with greater wisdom, resilience, and inner peace. We can break free from the destructive cycle of anger and create a life that's more fulfilling, joyful, and connected. Remember, calmness is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of true strength and self-mastery. Lesson 2. The Emotional Roller Coaster: Taming the Wild Ride with Stoic Wisdom. All right, folks, let's talk about something we all experience but often struggle to manage: our emotions. We're diving into the Stoic principle of not letting your emotions control you. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, "Easier said than done," hear me out. The Stoics weren't advocating for becoming emotionless robots. They were all about mastering their emotions so they wouldn't become slaves to them. Think of your emotions like a wild horse. They're powerful, beautiful creatures, capable of incredible feats. But if you don't know how to handle them, they can easily buck you off and leave you trampled in the dust. The Stoics understood this, and they developed a set of practices and principles to help them tame the wild horse of their emotions. The Emotional Hijack. We've all experienced those moments when our emotions seem to take over, hijacking our rational minds and leading us to say or do things we later regret. Maybe it's a fit of road rage after someone cuts you off in traffic, a heated argument with a loved one that escalates into a shouting match, or a wave of anxiety that paralyzes you before a big presentation. In those moments, it feels like our emotions are in the driver's seat and we're just helpless passengers along for the ride. But the Stoics would argue that we have more control than we think. We might not be able to prevent the initial emotional surge, but we can choose how we respond to it. As Marcus Aurelius wrote in his Meditations, "You have power over your mind, not outside events." Realize this, and you will find strength. The Stoic approach to emotional regulation. The Stoics weren't about suppressing emotions or pretending they didn't exist. They recognized that emotions are a natural part of the human experience. But they also understood that we have the power to choose how we respond to those emotions. Here are a few key Stoic strategies for emotional regulation. 1. Awareness. The first step is to become aware of your emotions as they arise. Notice the physical sensations in your body, the thoughts that accompany the emotion, and the urge to react. 2. Observation. Once you're aware of the emotion, observe it with detachment. Don't judge it. Don't try to fight it. Just watch it like a scientist observing a specimen under a microscope. 3. Cognitive reframing. This involves challenging the thoughts and beliefs that are fueling the emotion. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Is there another way to look at this situation? Choose your response. Once you've observed the emotion and challenged your thoughts, you can choose a more intentional and constructive response. This might involve taking a few deep breaths, walking away from the situation, or expressing your feelings in a calm and assertive way. Modern-day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you're scrolling through social media and you see a post that triggers envy or comparison. Instead of letting that emotion spiral out of control, you can pause, acknowledge the feeling, and remind yourself of your own strengths and accomplishments. Or maybe you're feeling overwhelmed by a looming deadline at work. Instead of panicking and succumbing to anxiety, you can take a step back, break down the task into smaller, more manageable steps, and focus on taking one action at a time. The Stoic advantage. By mastering your emotions, you're not just avoiding drama and conflict, you're also creating a more fulfilling and joyful life. You're cultivating inner peace, resilience, and the freedom to choose your own path, regardless of external circumstances. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Massimo Pigliucci puts it, the Stoic ideal is not to be a cold, emotionless robot, but rather to be in control of one's emotions so that they don't control us. So today, let's make a commitment to not let our emotions control us. Let's practice awareness, observation, and cognitive reframing. Let's choose our responses wisely, and let's create a life that's guided by reason, virtue, and inner peace. Lesson 3. The Anxiety Antidote. Detaching desire from the uncontrollable. All right, folks, let's tackle a beast that haunts us all from time to time, anxiety. That gnawing feeling in your gut, the racing thoughts, the sleepless nights, we've all been there. But what if I told you that the Stoics had a surprisingly simple solution for taming this monster? The Stoics believed that anxiety stems from one primary source, desiring things outside of your control. It's like chasing after a mirage in the desert. You can run and run, but you'll never actually reach it. And the more you chase, the thirstier, the more desperate, and the more anxious you become. Epictetus. Put it bluntly, when I see an anxious person, I ask myself, what do they want? For if a person wasn't wanting something outside of their own control, why would they be stricken by anxiety? In other words, anxiety is a self-inflicted wound. It's the result of attaching our happiness and well-being to things we can't guarantee: other people's opinions, external validation, material possessions, the outcome of events. The illusion of control. We humans have this funny quirk. We crave control. We want to know what's going to happen, to plan for every contingency, to ensure that everything goes according to our script. But the Stoics would remind us that the universe doesn't really care about our plans. It operates according to its own laws, its own rhythms, and it's full of surprises, both good and bad. Think about it. Have you ever stressed about a job interview, only to find out later that the company went with a different candidate? Or worried about a flight getting cancelled, only to have it arrive on time without a hitch? Or agonized over a relationship, only to realize that it wasn't meant to be? In those moments, your anxiety didn't change the outcome. It just robbed you of your peace of mind and made you miserable in the process. The Stoic solution: realigning your desires. So, how do you break free from this anxiety trap? The Stoics would say it's about realigning your desires, shifting your focus from externals to internals. It's about wanting what you already have, appreciating the present moment, and finding joy in the things that are truly within your control. Focus on your virtues. Instead of desiring external validation or material possessions, focus on cultivating your inner virtues: wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. These are the things that truly matter, and they're entirely within your control. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. This will help you shift your focus from what you lack to what you have, and it will cultivate a sense of contentment and joy. Accept what you can't control. Recognize that there are many things in life that are beyond your control: the weather, other people's actions, the economy. Instead of fighting against these externals, accept them with grace and focus on what you can control: your own thoughts, actions, and responses. Live in the present moment. Don't dwell on the past or worry about the future. Focus on the present moment and find joy in the simple things: a beautiful sunset, a good conversation, a delicious meal. Modern day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you're constantly checking your phone, waiting for a text from someone you're interested in. The more you check, the more anxious you become. The Stoic solution: put your phone down, engage in an activity you enjoy, and trust that if they're interested, they'll reach out when they're ready. Or maybe you're stressed about an upcoming performance review at work. Instead of worrying about what your boss might say, focus on doing your job to the best of your ability and preparing for the meeting with confidence and clarity. The Stoic advantage. By detaching your desires from things outside your control, you're not just reducing anxiety, you're also creating a more resilient and fulfilling life. You're freeing yourself from the tyranny of external validation and finding a deeper sense of peace and contentment that comes from within. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Massimo Pigliucci puts it, "The more we focus on what we can control, the less we will be disturbed by things we cannot control." So today, let's make a commitment to realign our desires. Let's focus on what we can control, practice gratitude, and find joy in the present moment. It's a simple but powerful shift that can lead to a life of greater peace, purpose, and fulfillment. Lesson 4: The Untouchable Mind, the Stoic Art of Emotional Sovereignty. All right, folks, let's dive into a concept that's at the core of Stoic resilience: the idea of not being affected by anything outside your reasoned choice. Now, this might sound like a tall order, especially in a world that's constantly bombarding us with stimuli, distractions, and opinions. But trust me, this is where the real magic of Stoicism lies. The Stoics believed that true freedom and happiness come from mastering our inner world, not from trying to control the external world. They understood that we can't always control what happens to us, but we can always control how we respond. As Epictetus put it, the chief task in life is simply this: to identify and separate matters so that I can say clearly to myself which are externals not under my control and which have to do with the choices I actually control. In other words, there's a whole universe of stuff out there that we simply can't control. The weather, traffic, other people's opinions, the economy, even our own health to some extent. Trying to bend these externals to our will is like trying to wrestle a tornado. It's a recipe for frustration, exhaustion, and ultimately a whole lot of unnecessary suffering. But here's the empowering part. We do have complete control over our own minds, our own judgments, our own choices. And that, my friends, is where the real power lies. The Stoic ideal of apatheia. The Stoics called this state of emotional sovereignty apatheia, often translated as passionless calm or freedom from unhealthy passions. Now, this doesn't mean becoming a cold, unfeeling robot. It's about cultivating a sense of inner peace and tranquility that's not easily swayed by external events or other people's opinions. Think of it like this. Imagine you're a sturdy oak tree in the midst of a storm. The wind howls, the rain lashes, the thunder roars, but the oak tree stands firm, its roots deeply anchored in the earth. It might sway a bit, but it doesn't break. That's the Stoic ideal: to weather life's storms with resilience and grace, without letting them uproot us or shake our core. Modern-day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you're scrolling through social media and you see a post that triggers envy or comparison. Instead of letting that emotion derail your day, you can recognize it for what it is, a fleeting feeling based on external validation, and choose to focus on your own values and accomplishments. Or maybe you're in a meeting and a colleague makes a snarky comment that rubs you the wrong way. Instead of reacting defensively or getting caught up in a power struggle, you can choose to let it go, recognizing that their words say more about them than about you. The practice of apatheia. Cultivating. Apatheia is not an overnight process, it's a lifelong practice. Here are a few tips to get you started. Mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and emotions as they arise, without judgment. Notice how external events trigger certain feelings, and observe those feelings without getting caught up in them. Cognitive reframing. Challenge your automatic thoughts and interpretations. Ask yourself, is this really worth getting upset about? Is there another way to look at this situation? Focus on your values. When faced with a challenging situation, remind yourself of your core values and principles. Let them guide your actions and reactions, rather than letting your emotions take the wheel. Practice acceptance. Accept that you can't control everything in life. Focus on what you can control, your own thoughts, actions, and responses, and let go of the rest. The Stoic advantage. By cultivating apatheia, you're not just becoming more emotionally resilient, you're also gaining a sense of freedom and empowerment. You're no longer at the mercy of external events or other people's opinions. You're the master of your own inner world, and that's a truly liberating feeling. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher William B. Irvine puts it, "The goal of Stoicism is to live a happy life, and one way to do this is to avoid becoming overly dependent on things that are outside our control." So today, let's make a commitment to not be affected by anything outside our reasoned choice. Let's cultivate apatheia, embrace our inner strength, and navigate life's challenges with the wisdom and grace of a true Stoic. Lesson 5. The Stoic's Moral Compass: Navigating Impulses with Justice. All right, folks, let's talk about a concept that's at the heart of Stoic ethics: subject every impulse to the demands of justice. Now, this might sound a bit heavy, but bear with me. We're not talking about becoming a superhero or a crusader for justice, although those are admirable pursuits. We're talking about something much more fundamental, something that applies to our everyday lives and choices. The Stoics believed that justice is one of the four cardinal virtues, along with wisdom, courage, and temperance. It's about living in harmony with the natural order of the universe, treating others with fairness and respect, and acting in a way that benefits the common good. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, put it this way in his Meditations: "The best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injustice." In other words, it's not about seeking retribution or getting even. It's about rising above the fray, maintaining your integrity, and acting in a way that's just and fair, even when others don't. The Impulse Battleground. Now let's talk about impulses. We all have them. Those sudden urges, desires, and reactions that bubble up from within. Sometimes they're helpful, guiding us towards what's good and beneficial, but other times they can lead us astray, tempting us with instant gratification, revenge, or self-destructive behavior. Think about it. Have you ever felt a surge of anger when someone cuts you off in traffic, an impulse to gossip about a coworker, or a craving for that sugary treat even though you're trying to eat healthy? These are all examples of impulses that, if left unchecked, can lead to actions that are unjust, harmful, or simply not in our best interest. The Stoics understood that the key to a virtuous life is not to eliminate our impulses altogether, but to master them. It's about subjecting every impulse to the scrutiny of reason and ensuring that it aligns with the demands of justice. The Stoic Pause. One of the most powerful tools the Stoics gave us is the concept of the Stoic Pause. It's that moment of hesitation, that brief window of opportunity between impulse and action, where you can choose to respond thoughtfully rather than react impulsively. Imagine you're in a heated argument with a loved one. You feel a surge of anger, and your first impulse is to lash out with hurtful words. But instead, you take a Stoic pause. You breathe deeply, you observe the emotion, and you ask yourself, is this response just? Is it kind? Is it in line with the person I want to be? By taking that pause, you create space for reason to step in and guide your actions. You might still express your anger, but you'll do so in a way that's respectful and constructive, rather than destructive and hurtful. Modern-day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you're scrolling through social media and you see a post that triggers envy or judgment. Instead of immediately reacting with a snarky comment or a passive-aggressive like, you can take a Stoic pause. You can recognize the emotion, question its validity, and choose a more compassionate and understanding response. Or maybe you're in a meeting and a colleague takes credit for your idea. Your first impulse might be to lash out or confront them publicly, but by taking a Stoic pause, you can choose a more strategic and effective approach, perhaps addressing the issue privately or finding a way to subtly assert your ownership of the idea. The Stoic Advantage. By subjecting every impulse to the demands of justice, you're not just avoiding conflict and drama. you're also cultivating a deeper sense of integrity and self-respect. You're living in alignment with your values, making choices that reflect your best self, and contributing to a more just and harmonious world. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Massimo Pigliucci puts it, justice is not just about following the law or being fair to others. It's also about being true to yourself and living in accordance with your own moral compass. So today, let's make a commitment to pause before we act, to examine our impulses through the lens of justice, and to choose responses that are wise, compassionate, and in service of the greater good. It's a practice that will not only improve our relationships, but also elevate our own character and contribute to a more just and harmonious world. Lesson 6. The Stoic Chill Pill, the art of avoiding needless drama. All right, folks, let's talk about a Stoic principle that might sound a bit boring at first, but trust me, it's a key ingredient for a peaceful and fulfilling life. Don't seek out conflict and trouble. Now, I'm not saying you should become a pushover or avoid standing up for what you believe in, but the Stoics were all about choosing your battles wisely and not wasting your precious time and energy on pointless drama and conflict. Seneca, the OG Stoic philosopher and advisor to Emperor Nero, talk about a tough gig, put it this way: I don't agree with those who plunge headlong into the middle of the flood and who, accepting a turbulent life, struggle daily in great spirit with difficult circumstances. The wise person will endure that, but won't choose it, choosing to be at peace rather than at war. In other words, life is gonna throw you curveballs. There will be challenges, setbacks, and people who try to push your buttons. But you don't have to actively seek out those battles. You can choose to focus on what's within your control, cultivate inner peace, and avoid unnecessary drama. The drama addiction. Now let's be real. Some people thrive on drama. They're like moths drawn to a flame, constantly seeking out conflict, gossip, and controversy. Maybe it's the adrenaline rush, the sense of self-importance, or simply a way to avoid facing their own internal struggles. But here's the thing. Drama is exhausting. It drains your energy, clouds your judgment, and distracts you from what truly matters. It's like constantly running on a treadmill. You're expending a lot of effort, but you're not actually getting anywhere. The Stoics would argue that a life filled with drama is not a virtuous life. It's a life that's out of balance, driven by external validation and the need for constant stimulation. It's the opposite of the Stoic ideal of eudaimonia, a state of flourishing and well-being that comes from living in accordance with nature and reason. The Stoic Chill Pill. So how do you break free from the drama addiction and cultivate a more peaceful and fulfilling life? The Stoics offer a few simple but powerful strategies. 1. Choose your battles wisely. Not every conflict is worth fighting. Ask yourself, is this really important? Will engaging in this battle bring me closer to my goals or values? Or is it just a distraction, a drain on my energy? 2. Focus on what you can control. You can't control other people's actions or opinions, but you can control your own reactions. Choose to respond with calmness, reason, and compassion, even when others are trying to provoke you. 3. Cultivate inner peace. Make time for activities that nourish your soul and bring you a sense of tranquility. This could include meditation, spending time in nature, reading, or pursuing creative hobbies. Surround yourself with positive influences. The company you keep has a profound impact on your mindset and well-being. Choose to spend time with people who uplift and inspire you, rather than those who thrive on drama and negativity. Modern-day examples. The social media. Warrior. This person is always engaged in online battles, arguing with strangers about politics, religion, or the latest celebrity gossip. They might feel like they're making a difference, but they're actually just wasting their time and energy on pointless drama. The office gossip. This coworker thrives on spreading rumors and stirring up conflict. They might seem entertaining at first, but their negativity can quickly poison the workplace and create a toxic environment. The always right friend. This friend always has to be right, even if it means arguing about trivial matters or belittling your opinions. Their need for validation and control can make it difficult to have a healthy and fulfilling relationship with them. The Stoic reminder. Remember, the Stoics weren't about avoiding conflict altogether. They understood that sometimes it's necessary to stand up for what you believe in or to defend yourself against injustice. But they also knew that true strength lies in choosing your battles wisely and not letting yourself get dragged into unnecessary drama. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The first rule is to keep an untroubled spirit. The second is to look things in the face and know them for what they are." So today, let's make a conscious effort to avoid seeking out conflict and trouble. Let's focus on what we can control, cultivate inner peace, and choose our battles wisely. By doing so, we can create a life that's more harmonious, fulfilling, and aligned with our true values. Lesson 7. The fear factor. Don't let your mind become your own worst enemy. All right, folks, let's talk about a sneaky little gremlin that loves to wreak havoc on our lives. Fear. We all experience it, from the butterflies in your stomach before a big presentation to the full-blown panic attack when faced with a life-altering decision. But what if I told you that the Stoics had a way to not only manage fear, but to actually use it to our advantage? The Stoics recognized that fear, like any emotion, is a product of our own minds. It's not the external event itself that causes fear, but our perception and judgment of that event. And here's the kicker. Our fears can often become self-fulfilling prophecies, shaping our actions and creating the very outcomes we dread. Seneca, the OG Stoic philosopher and playwright, put it this way: "Many are harmed by fear itself, and many may have come to their fate while dreading fate." In other words, sometimes we're so afraid of something happening that we inadvertently create the conditions for it to happen. It's like that old saying, "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right." Our beliefs and expectations have a powerful impact on our reality. The fear feedback loop. Let's break down how this works. Imagine you have a fear of public speaking. Every time you have to give a presentation, you start to worry days in advance. You imagine yourself stumbling over your words, forgetting your lines, and being judged by your audience. This anxiety builds and builds, creating a state of heightened stress and tension. When you finally step up to the podium, your heart is racing, your palms are sweaty, and your mind is a jumbled mess. And guess what? You're more likely to stumble over your words, forget your lines, and come across as nervous and unprepared. Your fear has become a self-fulfilling prophecy. The Stoic solution: facing fear with courage and reason. So how do you break free from this fear feedback loop? The Stoics would say it's about cultivating courage, rationality, and a willingness to face your fears head on. Identify your fears. The first step is to identify your fears. What are the things that trigger anxiety or worry in your life? What are the what-if scenarios that keep you up at night? Challenge your fears. Once you've identified your fears, it's time to challenge them. Ask yourself, is this fear rational? Is it based on evidence or just on my imagination? What's the worst that could happen if my fear came true? Could I handle it? Visualize success. Instead of dwelling on your fears, visualize yourself succeeding. Imagine yourself confidently delivering that presentation, acing that job interview, or overcoming that challenge. This can help to reprogram your mind and create a more positive expectation. Take action. Don't let fear paralyze you. Take small steps towards facing your fears, even if it's just talking about them with a trusted friend or seeking professional help. The more you expose yourself to your fears, the less power they'll have over you. Modern-day examples. The fear of failure. This fear can prevent us from taking risks, pursuing our dreams, or even trying new things. By reframing failure as a learning opportunity and focusing on the process rather than the outcome, we can overcome this fear and embrace a more growth-oriented mindset. The fear of rejection. This fear can hold us back from putting ourselves out there, whether it's in dating, networking, or creative pursuits. By recognizing that rejection is a natural part of life and not a reflection of our worth, we can become more resilient and courageous in pursuing our goals. The fear of the unknown. This fear can keep us stuck in our comfort zones, preventing us from embracing change or pursuing new opportunities. By cultivating a sense of curiosity and adventure, and recognizing that uncertainty is a part of life, we can learn to embrace the unknown and step boldly into the future. The Stoic advantage. By facing your fears with courage and reason, you're not just overcoming anxiety, you're also expanding your horizons, unlocking your potential, and creating a life that's more fulfilling and adventurous. You're breaking free from the self-imposed limitations of fear and stepping into a world of possibilities. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Ryan Holiday puts it, the obstacle in the path becomes the path. Never forget, within every obstacle is an opportunity to improve our condition. So, today, let's make a commitment to face our fears head on. Let's challenge our negative thoughts, visualize success, and take action towards our goals. Let's break free from the self-fulfilling prophecies of fear and create a life that's bold, courageous, and truly our own. Lesson 8. The venting trap. Why letting it all out doesn't always fix it. All right, folks, let's have a heart-to-heart about something we're often told is healthy and cathartic: venting our emotions. We're all familiar with the idea that it's good to let it all out, to express our anger, frustration, or sadness, whether it's through talking to a friend, screaming into a pillow, or posting a rant on social media. But what if I told you that the Stoics, those wise folks from ancient times, had a different perspective? The Stoics weren't about bottling up emotions or pretending they didn't exist. They understood that emotions are a natural part of the human experience. But they also recognized that expressing those emotions doesn't always lead to resolution or healing. In fact, sometimes venting can actually make things worse. The illusion of catharsis. The idea of catharsis, the purging of emotions through expression, has been around for centuries. It's the belief that by venting our anger or sadness, we're releasing pent-up energy and creating space for healing. But the Stoics, and even some modern psychologists, would argue that this isn't always the case. Think about it. Have you ever vented to a friend about a problem, only to find yourself feeling even more upset afterwards? Or have you ever posted an angry rant on social media, only to regret it later when you've calmed down? That's because venting can sometimes amplify our emotions, reinforcing negative thought patterns and making it harder to find a sense of peace and perspective. As Marcus Aurelius wrote in his Meditations, "How much more grievous are the consequences of anger than the causes of it?" In other words, our reactions to events often cause more suffering than the events themselves. By indulging in our negative emotions, we're not solving the problem. We're just adding fuel to the fire. The Stoic alternative, mindful observation. So, if venting isn't always the answer, what is? The Stoics would suggest a more mindful and introspective approach to dealing with difficult emotions. 1. Acknowledge and accept. The first step is to acknowledge and accept your emotions without judgment. Don't try to fight them or suppress them, simply recognize that they're there. 2. Observe with detachment. Once you've acknowledged the emotion, try to observe it with detachment. Notice the physical sensations in your body, the thoughts that accompany the emotion, and the urge to react. But don't get caught up in the story or the drama. Just observe. 3. Choose your response. Once you've observed the emotion with detachment, you can choose a more intentional and constructive response. This might involve taking a few deep breaths, going for a walk, journaling, or talking to a trusted friend or therapist. Modern-day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed about a project at work. Instead of venting to your colleagues and spreading negativity, you could take a short break, practice some mindfulness techniques, or talk to your manager about your concerns in a calm and constructive way. Or maybe you're feeling down about a personal setback. Instead of wallowing in self-pity or posting a woe-is-me rant on social media, you could reach out to a supportive friend, engage in a hobby you enjoy, or simply allow yourself to feel the sadness without judgment, knowing that it will eventually pass. The Stoic advantage. By adopting a more mindful and intentional approach to your emotions, you're not just avoiding drama and negativity, you're also cultivating a deeper sense of self-awareness and emotional resilience. You're learning to navigate the ups and downs of life with grace, wisdom, and a sense of inner peace that can't be shaken by external events. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Ryan Holiday puts it, "The obstacle in the path becomes the path. Never forget, within every obstacle is an opportunity to improve our condition." So, the next time you're feeling a strong emotion, remember that expressing it isn't always the answer. Take a Stoic pause, observe with detachment, and choose a response that empowers you, rather than one that keeps you stuck in a cycle of negativity and suffering. Lesson 9. The power of the mental pause button, the Stoic art of epoche. All right, folks, let's talk about a Stoic superpower that can save you a whole lot of mental anguish and unnecessary drama. The power to not form an opinion. Now, before you start thinking this is about being wishy-washy or indecisive, let's clarify what the Stoics meant by this. The Stoics weren't advocating for ignorance or apathy. They were all about seeking truth and understanding the world around them. But they also recognized that our minds have a tendency to jump to conclusions, to form judgments based on incomplete information or biased perspectives. And these hasty judgments can often lead to unnecessary stress, conflict, and emotional turmoil. The opinion machine. Think about your typical day. How many times do you form an opinion about something? A news story, a social media post, a co-worker's comment, even the weather? Our minds are like opinion-generating machines, constantly churning out judgments and interpretations about the world around us. But here's the thing. Not all opinions are created equal. Some are based on solid evidence and careful reasoning, while others are rooted in biases, assumptions, or emotional reactions. And the Stoics would argue that it's often wise to withhold judgment, to hit the pause button on our opinion machine, until we have all the facts and can see the situation clearly. The Stoic practice of epoche. The Stoics called this practice of suspending judgment epoche. It's about recognizing that our initial impressions of things might not be accurate or complete, and that it's okay to say, I don't know, or I need more information before forming a definitive opinion. Think of it like this. You're watching a movie, and the opening scene shows a character acting suspiciously. Your mind might immediately jump to the conclusion that they're the villain. But as the movie progresses, you might discover that there's more to their story, that their actions were motivated by something other than malice. By withholding judgment, you allow the full picture to unfold, and you avoid making unfair or inaccurate assumptions. Modern-day examples. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the 21st century. Imagine you're scrolling through social media and you see a post that triggers a strong emotional reaction. Instead of immediately hitting the like or angry button, you can practice epoche. You can pause, take a breath, and ask yourself, do I really know enough about this situation to form an opinion? Am I reacting based on facts or on my own biases and assumptions? Or maybe you're in a heated discussion with a friend or family member about a controversial topic. Instead of digging in your heels and insisting that you're right, you can practice epoche. You can listen to their perspective, ask clarifying questions, and try to understand their point of view, even if you don't ultimately agree with it. The Stoic advantage. By cultivating the ability to not form an opinion, you're not just avoiding arguments and conflict. You're also opening yourself up to new perspectives, deeper understanding, and a more nuanced view of the world. You're becoming a more thoughtful, compassionate, and open-minded individual. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Massimo Pigliucci puts it, the ability to suspend judgment is a key component of critical thinking. It allows us to avoid making hasty decisions based on incomplete information or biased perspectives. The takeaway. In a world that's constantly bombarding us with information and opinions, the ability to withhold judgment is more valuable than ever. It's about recognizing the limitations of our own knowledge, being open to new perspectives, and choosing our battles wisely. So today, let's make a conscious effort to practice epoche. Let's hit the pause button on our opinion machine, seek out more information, and cultivate a more nuanced and compassionate understanding of the world around us. By doing so, we can create a more peaceful, fulfilling, and intellectually honest life. Lesson 10. The Mind's Eye, the Stoic Key to Inner Peace. All right, folks, let's wrap up our exploration of passions and emotions with a Stoic truth that's as simple as it is profound. Judgments are the cause of disturbance. Now, this might seem a bit counterintuitive at first. After all, we're constantly bombarded with external events, from traffic jams and frustrating co-workers to global pandemics and political turmoil. Isn't it natural to feel disturbed by these things? The Stoics would argue that it's not the events themselves that cause our disturbance, but our judgments about those events. It's not the flat tire that ruins your day. It's your judgment that it's a catastrophe. It's not the critical comment from your boss that makes you feel inadequate. It's your judgment that their opinion defines your worth. The judgment filter. Think of your mind as a filter, constantly processing the raw data of your experiences and assigning meaning to them. This filter is shaped by your beliefs, values, past experiences, and even your cultural conditioning, and it has a powerful impact on how you perceive and respond to the world around you. The Stoics recognized that this filter can be both a blessing and a curse. It can help us make sense of the world, navigate challenges, and find meaning in our lives. But it can also distort our perception, amplify our emotions, and lead to unnecessary suffering. As Epictetus put it, "It isn't events themselves that disturb people, but only their judgments about them." In other words, the key to inner peace lies not in changing the world around us, but in changing our judgments about the world. The power of perspective. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom to life with a few examples. Imagine you're stuck in traffic. Your initial judgment might be, "This is terrible. I'm going to be late and my boss is going to kill me." This judgment triggers a cascade of negative emotions, stress, anxiety, frustration. But what if you shift your perspective? What if you see the traffic jam as an opportunity to catch up on your favorite podcast, to practice mindfulness, or to simply enjoy a moment of solitude? Suddenly, the same event takes on a completely different meaning, and your emotional response shifts accordingly. Or maybe you receive a critical comment from a friend or colleague. Your initial judgment might be, "They don't like me. I'm not good enough." This judgment triggers feelings of hurt, insecurity, and self-doubt. But what if you reframe your perspective? What if you see the criticism as an opportunity for growth and learning? Maybe there's some truth in their feedback, or maybe it's simply a reflection of their own biases and insecurities. By choosing a more empowering judgment, you can transform a potentially negative experience into a positive one. The Stoic practice. Cultivating wise judgment is a lifelong practice, but it's one that can profoundly transform your life. Here are a few tips to get you started. Question your assumptions. Don't just accept your initial judgments at face value. Ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? What evidence do I have to support my judgment? Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and emotions as they arise, without judgment. Notice how your judgments shape your experiences and your reactions to the world around you. Seek out diverse perspectives. Expose yourself to different viewpoints and ideas. This will help you challenge your own biases and assumptions and develop a more nuanced understanding of the world. Focus on what you can control. Remember, you can't control external events, but you can control your judgments about them. Focus on what's within your power and let go of the rest. The Stoic advantage. By mastering your judgments, you're not just avoiding negativity and emotional turmoil. You're also creating a life of greater peace, purpose, and fulfillment. You're cultivating the inner strength and wisdom to navigate life's challenges with grace and equanimity. As the contemporary Stoic philosopher Massimo Pigliucci puts it, "The more we practice the art of judgment, the more we realize that most things are not as bad or as good as we initially think they are. And this realization is the key to inner peace." So today, let's make a commitment to examine our judgments, to challenge our assumptions, and to cultivate a more mindful and intentional approach to life. Let's embrace the Stoic wisdom, the chatti. Good judgment leads to tranquility, and create a life that's truly fulfilling, joyful, and free. And there you have it, folks. We've journeyed through the Stoic landscape of passions and emotions, exploring 10 powerful lessons on how to master our inner world and find tranquility even in the midst of chaos. Remember, the Stoics weren't about suppressing emotions or becoming emotionless robots. They were about understanding the nature of emotions, cultivating wisdom and self-control, and choosing our responses wisely. By practicing these Stoic principles, we can break free from the grip of unhealthy passions, navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience, and create a life that's truly fulfilling and joyful. So, as we wrap up this second episode in our Stoic series, I encourage you to reflect on these lessons and start applying them to your own life. Notice how your emotions arise, observe them with detachment, and choose your responses with intentionality and wisdom. Remember, the journey to emotional mastery is a lifelong process, but it's one that's well worth the effort. By cultivating a Stoic mindset, you can create a life that's not just about surviving, but about thriving, flourishing, and finding true inner peace. Join us next time as we delve into the third part of our series, focusing on the power of awareness and self-discovery. Until then, keep those Stoic vibes high, and remember, you have the power to choose your own path, to master your emotions, and to create a life that's truly your own.